Game one of a doubleheader between the Yankees and Astros at Yankee Stadium. Everyone wearing pink in the majors on Sunday in honor of Mother's Day. We pick up the action in this one, 3-1 Houston in the third, bases loaded. Alex Bregman facing Chad Green.
Big leg kick, here's the pitch. It's grounded over to the third baseman again. That's Headley over to the second baseman. Castro in time, that's a double play. Second time for Bregman to hit into a double play, and that'll do it for the Astros here in the third inning. Big lead off a second for Holiday. Fires, delivers. It's a breaking ball. It's hit well to right field. Backing up is Reddick. He's on the track. That's a two-run homer. Starlin Castro ties it up, three apiece. Here's the 3-2 pitch, and it's lifted center field, and that's a no-doubter. Springer gave a couple of steps, and that one's off the plexiglass. High above the center field seats. Puts the Yankees up 4-3 here in the bottom of the fourth. Back-to-back homers for the Yankees. That's a strong man.
Well, I talked earlier, Carlos Correa hit a home run off of that plexiglass and that restaurant out there in straightaway center field. Did that last year, first series of the season. Not too many people hit it out there.
Vinsky stares in his pink Nike cleats. Here's the pitch, and that's hit into right field. That's a base hit. That's at least one run. 6-6. They're going to hold up the runner at third base, Holiday, on a run-scoring double by Starlin Castro to tie it up 6-6. 1-1, change up, and that's a base hit into right center field. One run will score. Two runs will score. And they're going to send the third one. He's going to make it as Headley slides into third base, clearing the bases.
The ball wound up getting all the way to the wall, picked up speed as it got on the grass. Low line drive.
Talk about that rain, maybe skipping on that wet turf. And the Yankees now with five runs here in the seventh have taken a 9-6 advantage.
The Yanks go on to win at 11-6, snapping a three-game skid. Brett Gardner, three hits and three runs scored. George Springer extends his hitting streak to 12 games in the loss. Not all good news, though, for the Yanks. They placed closer Aroldis Chapman on the 10-day DL with left rotator cuff inflammation. The Astros come up short against the Yankees. Mike Fiers got the start and struggled in this one. Manager A.J. Hinch talked about Fiers' performance.
Yeah, you know, I thought he had one bad inning, and other than that, pitched okay. You know, I think the home run ball is obviously something we talk about every start for him. You know, one of them was more of a pop up to right field, just kind of carried, but Judge hit his ball pretty well. And I think that's part of Mike's troubles has been keeping the ball in the ballpark. It's a fine line when you're a fly ball type pitcher and you pitch up in the zone You know, when you make a mistake, it seems to be hurting them right now, at least for the start so far, you know, this year. But, it's obviously tough for him to wake up, to come out after the game again and have to talk about home runs. Yeah, no, I mean, they put up a big inning. So credit to them. They did a really good job of beating our best, you know. I think obviously pitch execution is always key there. He didn't execute his pitches like he normally does. The inning got away from us It was a big inning for them. You know, I think making pitches is one of our strengths out of the pen, and this is going to happen from time to time. It's not our norm because our guys have been so good and so excellent at executing pitches. So when it doesn't happen, you know, it's painful. You know, I think that's credit to the Yankees. I mean, obviously, they put up some really good at bats to send, you know, 9 or 10 guys up to the plate, and most of them going in their favor.
Up next, the Astros begin a series against the Marlins in Miami on Monday.